Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard joined, as per usual, by Judy Sharp. How are you going, Judy?
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. Excellent.
Very good, Judy. What have you got lined up for us today?
Okay, we're going to talk about pruning and fertilising today.
Yep.
And, you know, some things along the way which you might like to mention, or would you like me to mention?
We might just tease it, I think. We won't go too far into it.
That's a good idea.
But, yeah, we'll start with pruning and fertilising and we'll go from there.
Okay, righty.
They don't want to tell them too much straight away.
Okay, no. We've got to keep them interested.
Exactly. If you've got any questions for Judy Sharp, you can give us a call. And we've got Kevin from Curry Curry, and he's got a question about onion weed.
Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Judy. Yourself?
Oh, fighting fit. And here in great company with my friend Greg. It's really good fun.
Yep. I'm trying to work out how to get rid of onion weed.
Oh, that's a testy question, that one, Kevin.
Probably the only way I can do it is concrete, isn't it?
Is it in your lawn?
In the garden, in the veggie garden. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Look, Kevin, I've got a confession to make. I've got it too. I've got it in my rose bed, my standard roses, and, you know, you turn it over, you pull it out, and then the next day it's equally as bad again.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, there is a solution. It depends how keen you are.
All right.
Okay. What you need to do is get some, like nylon gloves so that the chemical's not going to go through to your fingers, and then put a material glove over the top.
All right.
And then you get the old zero and you dip your fingers in.
Oh, right, huh?
And then you wipe the onion weed bit by bit with your fingers.
Oh, right, then.
If you spray, you're going to kill your veggies and I'm going to kill my roses, so.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, no, that's the only alternative.
Right.
And the other half of me, Scott, who doesn't seem to be with us much at the moment, that's his method.
All right.
And he insists that it works, so.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to get him up to do my rose bed.
Yeah, my wife said to dig the dirt up and put it through a sift.
Oh.
But that's a long, time and consuming job.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Look, it's best if you try the zero with the gloves. I think you'll find that works very, very well.
Okay, then. Thanks very much.
Okay. Good luck with that, Kevin.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye.
Well, they're both going to be time-consuming tasks. That's
going
to take
a while. Of course they are, yeah. But one is guaranteed that you don't actually kill your veggies or my roses. So that's the difference, yeah.
All right, we've got Emmanuel now from Badow Bay and got a question about the mango tree.
Oh, hello, Emmanuel. How are you?
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fighting fit today. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I got a mango tree. It's about 3 years old.
Yep.
And the leaves, mostly half of the leaf, it's always dry, you know, like dying and everything.
Right, okay.
It's only about 3 years old. Like last year I got two mangoes, and then I got another two mangoes. They are beautiful, the leaves.
And not black on the mangoes? No black on them?
No.
Right, okay. Look, I know it's only a young tree, you just said, but what you're probably building up to is a problem that mangoes have, and you might need to be spraying fairly regularly. But at the moment, I wouldn't worry. The leaves could be drying even from the wind at the moment.
Yeah.
But if you see any black going on the leaves and on the fruit, give me another call and we'll solve that problem for you. But at the moment, I think you could rest easy.
Oh, well, okay. I'll leave it. I'll have a look because I tell you the truth. I need to look if there is any disease or anything. Well, I know it's always just about, you know, dry. Half of it is dry.
Yeah.
Half of the leaf.
Yes, look, I'm pretty sure, unless you can not, if you can see an insect sucking the sap out of the leaves, that's fine. But if you're not seeing anything, I'm tending to think, look, even though we had a lot of rain, Emmanuel, we're now very, very dry.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, very, very dry. I mean, I can't believe I'm watering my rose bed every day.
I really give them water just about every second day, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe every day at the moment, I'm thinking. That's what I've been doing, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe even if you put some mulch around the mango, you know, some sugar cane mulch, to hold the water in.
Yeah, yeah, I do that. I got some.
That's excellent. Like, you know? And Emmanuel, could I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Are you from Chile?
No.
You're not, okay.
I'm Maltese.
Oh, right. No, only I've got a friend and he has a name similar to you and he's from Chile and he gets excited when the Chile soccer players are running around. Okay, thank you for the call, Emmanuel.
Okay, and thank you, Ian.
I hope
we
can hear from you again if you're still having difficulties, but I'm hoping that works for you, more and more water.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ian. Bye.
So we've got Vicky from Cessnock. And her sweet peas aren't flowering at the moment.
Oh, Betty. Oh, no, Vicky. You know, I'm sorry, Vicky, but Greg did say Betty was on the line originally.
I did say Vicky, but anyway, that's all right.
Oh, did you? You're sure now?
We'll play it back.
No, don't worry, Greg. You're always on the ball. Okay, Vicky, sweet peas not flowering?
No.
Are they the climbing ones or the little bijoux?
The climbing ones. So I planted them back in, I think it was March or February, March.
Right, okay. So have they got a lot of growth on them, Betty?
Massive
amount of
growth.
Look, I said it again, it's Vicky. Oh, don't change your name, whatever you do, Vicky.
Look, you can call me anything, just don't call me late for dinner.
I like that. Well, I feel forgiven anyway. Okay, so have they got a lot of growth on them, Vicky?
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay. Now, when you...
They're about 6 foot tall, sorry.
Right. So when you planted them, did you put a poultry manure in?
No.
No. So would your soil be alkaline or not? You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Right here. Well, we might need to give them just a little bit of lime and then in a week's time, sulphate of potash, and that will stimulate flowering. But they could be looking for lime in the soil.
Okay.
And we've had so much rain, Vicky, that, you know, the lime would have been leached out.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
But they're very healthy looking.
Yeah,
I just didn't know whether they've still got time to flower or whether to just pull them out.
No, definitely. No, they'll still flower for you. We're just heading into spring now. But I think you've got to give them a bit of stimulus quickly.
Okay.
You're right.
Excellent.
Sulphate of potash and a little bit of lime.
Thanks very much, Judy.
And thank you, Vicky, for the call.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
Have a
lovely... I won't call you late for dinner.
No, please, no. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Vicky. We've got Leslie now from Salamander Bay, and her gardenias are totally burned.
Oh, gosh, Leslie, that's a shame. What's happened with them?
I don't know, my sweet, lovely Judy and Greg, but your voices have just gone down about 10 octaves. I can barely hear you.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm hoping that you can hear me. I'll flap my ears and see if I can hear what you tell me.
No, we can hear you all right, so...
Yeah, okay. I'll strain my earlobes a bit more. Judy, I went out to give a little trim to my one and only gardenia that's in a courtyard, so it's not a real big one. It's only about 3 to 4 foot tall. I have to keep it that size. And it's been beautiful, and I've had it there for about 5 or 6 years. And it's barbecued. I'm talking barbecued.
Okay.
It's not just black, it's charcoal.
Okay, now tell me, you say a courtyard, so have we got concrete or paving all the way around it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and we've had... I know everyone thinks we've had a lot of rain, and we did have, but now the winds have been very drying. Now, I'm suspecting if you haven't been going out watering in that courtyard...
No.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I think that's the problem. Honestly, I've got a shock in my garden, Leslie, how many times I'm watering now. Every time I let Arthur, the puppy, out, I go out with him in water. And that's twice a day sometimes. Yeah, look, I think that's all your problem is. The only other thing is, did you fertilise?
I haven't done that either, Judy. I've neglected that something for years.
Oh, okay.
But well, I'm just fascinated because even the stem underneath the burnt leaves is charcoal.
Okay.
So
when you say charcoal, is it black? Could it be sooty mould?
No. It's black. Black.
Have you ever had sooty mould?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, okay. So have you got ants running around?
Yes, I do.
I'm thinking what you've actually got is sooty mould.
Okay.
So now what you need to do is spray it.
Okay, I've got some
pyrethrum.
That's the one.
Sorry, that won't fix it. You need copper oxychloride.
Copper oxychloride.
Yep. And you need to spray it, but you also need to deter those ants because they carry that on their feet. And I'm going to throw another curly one at you. Those ants will be going up to eat scale. Have you noticed any scale on your stems?
No, actually, it's never had anything wrong with it at all. It's always just been a beautiful little bush.
Okay, well, we don't want to dig it out, so let's continue with the copper oxychloride and try and deter the ants, and you can do that by just tying a little rag with a bit of kerosene around the stem, but not too tight. And the ants hate that kerosene rag. They won't go up and down because I'm pretty sure if I could come and have a look that that's what the problem's going to be.
Oh, really? That's very good advice, thank you, because I've also got the little devil digging up and putting sandhills in my lawn.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the problem, and they've been attacking it for some time, I would say. So, Leslie, will you please give us a ring back and let us know, because that's a bit of a curious one, but I think we're on the ball.
Judy, should I cut off all the ones that are really super... I just keep going back to the word barbecued. I'm just in shock. When I saw it, I thought... You know, I don't understand.
No, look, it won't hurt to trim it back. Have you got anything like Flourish for flowering?
I wish I could get it. The only people close to me are Bunnings, and they don't carry it here at Salamander Bay, which is so frustrating.
You've got a little nursery up there somewhere, though, haven't you?
Not close.
Oh, right, okay. Well, let's try the treatment and let's hope we solve it. But if you've got any kind of liquid fertiliser after you prune it, we will apply it.
Yep, I think I've got the Thrive or something.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, no, that's okay. So do that after you trim it back. And but before you use the Thrive, give it a great big drink of water so you don't burn it.
Yeah, I gave it a really big drink yesterday and this morning. So, okay. Thanks,
okay.
Judy.
Hope that solved it for you, Leslie.
I hope so too. Thank you to you and Greg. Love your program.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
We've got David now from Morissette, and he's got clover in his buffalo lawn.
Oh, David.
I've used the Buffalo Master, the Amgrow Bindi and Clover Killer, and it kills it, but it just comes back with more of it. I don't know whether I can put lime on the soil or something to deter it. I don't know what makes the conditions good for growing clover, but they're there, whatever they are.
Look, I had a whole lawn full of it, and I sprayed it with Bindi. Bindi. Now, I did that on a day when I had 6 hours of sun, and I didn't water. I just let the clover die down, and in a week's it's taken a week, honestly, David, for it to die. Yep. But I got very excited when my little puppy wanted to go out and run in it, and I thought, oh, all that dead stuff there, I mightn't let him run in it. But it was all because it was dead. But it was definitely sprayed, David, with Bindi. and I had
AMGrow one. It works well.
Yeah, and I had 6 hours of sun, and you know the story. You don't mow your lawn before.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. No, that's all right. I've done it and it works. It just seems to maybe I don't spray it soon enough. Maybe I leave it there too long and it seeds or something. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, mine had a lot of length on it, and I think that's why it was successful.
Yep. Very good. So is mine. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck with it, David.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we've got Brian from Madawi, and he's trying to transplant roses from pots to the ground.
Oh, hello, Brian.
G'day, Judy. G'day, Greg.
That's an easy question for us today.
What I wanted to know was, do I have to spray or put something in the pots prior to transplanting to make sure I've got no bugs I'm taking from the pots to the new soil?
Oh, look, I don't think so. If they're looking healthy, have you pruned them yet?
Yes, I pruned them a few weeks ago.
Okay, and they're looking healthy, new shoots on them?
Yeah, there's lots of new shoots on them.
Yeah. No, Brian, the only thing I would suggest is you don't put fertiliser in the hole.
Yep.
Just make sure you've got good, healthy soil and keep the water up to them after you do so. If you have anything like Flourish or Thrive, you could apply that probably once or twice just to settle their root system in.
Okay. What, like a day after or the same day I'll transplant them?
No, I'd water them. You've got to water them straight away and then give them a dose of the Flourish.
Okay.
And, just it'll be keeping the water up to them. And, you know, the winds are so drying at the moment, Brian.
Yeah, I've got plenty of water, so the watering's not the problem. I use tank water, so.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, that's great. So, look, I don't think you'll have any problems with that, Brian. I think you can go for broke.
I wasn't sure whether I had to feed them before I did any transplanting or after, so that answered that question.
No.
Thank you.
It's the watering that you need to do after the transplanting. And you know the secret. You've got to mound the roots up over a pile of soil in your hole.
So you wouldn't take the soil out of the pot and drop it in? Into a hole?
Of course. Yep. That's one way of doing it, definitely. I'd do it that way, Brian.
That was my plan.
Yep. No, go for it. You are all organised.
Excellent. All right, Jenny. Thank you.
Thanks for your advice. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got Grant now from Tenambits. He's got a question about lily pillies.
Hello, Grant.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Judy.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you now.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, good. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we got him now.
Being hit by the grubs, using pyrethrin, anything better?
Oh, yes. What have you got, psyllid, Grant?
Yeah, you know the little grubs that are coming out just on duff to munch on the leaves.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, I'd use the pyrethrum if you can see them.
Yeah, at dusk is a really good time to go out and see them munching on the leaves.
Yes, no, definitely. The pyrethrum I think is excellent as long as you can see them. With pyrethrum, you really need to see them and get it on them.
Okay, all right, so it's the time of day you actually spray.
Yes, it is, of course.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, and that was a straightforward question. I thought you were going to tell me you had psyllid. That's when they get the little lumps on the leaves.
No, nothing like that. They're quite, four standards and the other ones are just shrubs and that. And no, as far as they're concerned, they produce their fruit on a regular basis and, it's just these little green grubs that are coming out and having a feed.
Okay, well, you know what to do. Hit them with a pyrethrum and you might have to do it a couple of times.
No, I might have to drench the whole tree. That's the trouble.
Okay, Grant, look, they're very, very hardy plants, really, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Yeah, gave them a dose of native fertiliser on the weekend to just help them along. But as far as that's concerned, it's just these pesky grubs that come out just around about dusk, you come out and you see them on the leaves and that, and then it's a case of hit them with the spray.
Yeah, well, Grant, do look on the back of the leaf to make sure there's no eggs being laid there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to play in the dark and see if there's any eggs.
Good man. Okay. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks for your advice, Judy. Thank
you. You're welcome. Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM, 49216 216. We've got Marissa from New Lambton. She's got a question about fruit trees.
Oh, hello, Marissa. What can I help you with?
Hello, Judy. I've got an orange and a lemon tree that are flowering, but they have sooty mould. If I spray them, will it hurt the flowers?
Oh, sooty mould. It may hurt them. Because you're going to use copper oxychloride on that, of course. And, look, I think I'd wait till they actually turn to fruit.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other reason might be that I bet you've got ants going up and down them.
I have, and I just heard you say the kerosene trick, so I'll try that as well.
Okay, good on you. You're right on the ball.
I was going to do the copper oxy, so what will I do instead of that?
Look, I wouldn't do anything at the moment. You could perhaps spray with white oil because you must have scale on there somewhere.
Yes, and that's when the fruit forms, spray with white oil.
Yes, and definitely with a copper oxychloride. But the ants are the problem.
Yes.
Okay, so do that and tie the kerosene rag around, not too tight, and after a couple of days remove it, but just check out what the ant activity's like.
Okay, and what month will I be fertilising the jacarandas that don't flower? And I have been up there with my high heels, like you told me last year. I didn't put the mesh stockings on. Did I have to put those on?
No, of course you don't, Marissa. But you know what? I've got another secret for you. You get a lump of wood and you
have... I've whacked it.
Yeah, and you have...
I've whacked it. And
oh,
whacked
you've whacked
it. Till it's
whacked
naughty.
Oh. Well, you know, honestly, why they flower jacarandas, they tend to do it if they think they're dying, which is so curious. That's why you hit them with your high heels or with a lump of wood. You've got to make them think they're dying and then they will flower. That is the absolute truth. It is just something jacarandas do. They want to prolong their life and they do so by flowering. So you've got to make them feel really bad.
And can I fertilise them with that number five, whatever that is?
Number five?
Yes, it's a big jug I bought with number five written on it.
And does it specify if it's for alkaline or lime trees or...?
I haven't exactly read that. I just bought it off somebody that said it should be good.
Okay, well, look... I don't think you can hurt it if you haven't fertilised them already.
Right.
But don't overdo it when you're already in flower and make sure you pump the water in after you fertilise them.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks,
bye.
Marissa. Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. Got time for a couple more calls. We've got Wilma from Morissette and she's got a couple of questions for us.
Wilma? Oh. Hello, Judy.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm going good, thank you. I love your program.
Oh, thank you.
I have, over the last couple of years, grown single hollyhocks from seed.
Right.
And every time the leaves get eaten with these whatever, and they're tiny little holes.
Right, okay. Could they be baby grasshoppers that are out and about now rather than big ones?
I've had a good look around them. I've even upturned the leaves and checked.
Nothing underneath them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And I've sprinkled them with Dearest Dust over the time just to see how that works. I've done a bit of white oil sometimes. That seems to work. But yes, it just keeps coming back. It's not really a good area to grow hollyhocks, do you think?
No. Look, let's hope that's not the problem. I'm thinking those little grubs are living down in the soil.
Ah.
And coming up. So maybe if you mix up whatever you're using and spray it, you know, water it down through the soil.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's the answer, honestly,
that makes
Wilma.
Sense. Yeah. Yes, thank you. And the other little thing I want to ask you, my rosebuds get eaten the last couple of seasons with, I think they call it either roseworm or rosebud worm.
Yeah, no, that's about right. Okay.
What do we do about that?
Well, in the old days, we sprayed them with Roga, which we don't do now. But
oh, Lord.
Yeah. So there is a systemic, and you water, you apply it around the soil, and it's called David Gray's.
Oh, I have to write that down.
You will.
Hang on. What was that?
It's David Gray. It's a man's name. David Gray's systemic.
And what's that other word?
Systemic.
Systemic.
Systemic with an S. Yes. That means it's absorbed by the plant through the bottom, through the root system.
Oh.
So you're not actually...
Through the root.
So you're not spraying.
Right.
Yeah. So I would give that one a go because otherwise that budworm is hard to beat.
I know, and I've never had it before, but the last two seasons I've had it. Yes.
And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to go out and spray with just the, you know, a little bit of pyrethrum, but I definitely get the David Gray systemic application.
Right. Just to say, is it David Gray, G-R-E-Y?
Yep, you've got it right on track.
Systemic. Well, thank you very much, Judy,
That's
for that.
That's okay. Good luck. Let us know how you go, particularly with that budworm in the roses.
Yes, thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got time for one more call. We've got Kim from Mirrabooka, and she's looking for the safest product for clover and also other weeds, also pretty safe for dogs as well. Actually, that's her major concern.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
Hi, good, thanks, Judy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Look, I don't know whether you were listening a bit earlier. My lawn was sprayed for clover and I've got a little Boston Terrier called Arthur, and I think he's the most wonderful little creature I've ever bought, and I would die if anything happened to him.
Yes.
So when it was sprayed with clover, I actually kept him off it for about 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if that's a problem...
That won't be easy. I've got two little dogs and I'm out at work every day.
Oh, so you leave them out,
I do.
Oh, darling, look, it really is a problem because you're going to have to spray with bin dye.
Yep.
And it really has knocked my clover, this time more successfully than any other time, but I think it was because it had a lot of growth on it and it had 6 hours to work. So what about at the weekend? Could you keep them inside over the weekend?
Maybe so. All right, I'll have a think about that.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I just thought I'd ask if there was anything that was safe. I have read a couple of times where you can use vinegar with a high acetic acid in it. Does that ring any bells with you or not?
Yes, that could work, but, you know, you also have to consider if that's going to damage the grass.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All
but, you know, I mean, if you're desperate, anything's... Well, do a patch, you know, just do one area.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Happens. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll try that.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, I think our very own Kev Kellaway just came in and told us you can use vinegar.
He did.
But it kills the grass. It kills everything else.
It kills the grass. I know. He was being funny, wasn't he? That's why I thought they should just use a patch and check. But, I think it will damage the grass,
Right. Judy Sharp, we've just about run out of time for another week.
We could have got Kev on the program today, couldn't we? He was,
an expert.
He was all fired up. Yeah, he was. Okay, out of time for next week.
We are, We'll have to go for those topics next week. And apologies to Robin and Leonie.
Yes.
Judy Sharp, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.